King Saul, you must get a hold of yourself.
I made a few mistakes.
He is shaken because he hasn't eaten all day.
King Saul, I have obeyed you. I took my life in my own hands and have done what you've asked of me. Now please, allow me to make you something to eat so that you may have the strength to go on your way.
No. No. I will not eat. Please, Saul. You need your strength. Get up off the ground. Sit over here on the couch, please. It's over. It's all over. He's hysterical.
It would be too knowing that you and your sons are going to be dead tomorrow.
Philistine army prepared to battle with the Israelites. David and his army of 600 men were marching at the rear with his friend, Achish, son of the king.
All right, men. Looking good. By twos. Hup, two, three, four. Wait a minute. What's this? Achish, who let these Hebrews in here?
Oh, that's my good friend David. He's an officer of King Saul of Israel. He has been with me for over a year now and has fought many battles with me. From the day he left Saul until now, I have found no fault in him.
Are you out of your mind? Send him back to the place where you assigned him. He can't come with us in battle. He'll turn against us in fighting. Use your head, Achish, before the Hebrew takes it. How better for him to regain his master's favor by taking the head of one of our own men?
Commander, you don't know what you're saying.
I know very well what I'm saying. Isn't that the same David they sang about in those songs?
Saul has killed his thousands. David is tens of thousands.
Get him out of my sight. He's just lucky I don't kill him myself.
David, you've been reliable, and I will be pleased to have you serve next to me in the army. But the rulers don't approve of you. Why don't you turn back and just go away in peace? And do nothing to displease the Philistine rulers.
But what have I done? What have you found against me from the day I came to you until now? Why can't I go and fight the enemies of my lord the king?
I know you have been pleasing in my eyes as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders have said he must not go with us in battle. In the morning at sunrise, get up with your men and go back to Ziklag. You should be there in about 3 days. The Philistines and I are going to Jezreel.
Three days later, David and his men arrive at Ziklag. While they were gone, the Amalekites had raided and attacked their homes and burned all of Ziklag. All of their wives and children were carried away. Although none were killed, they were all held captive by the Amalekites. David and his men cried out loud until they had no strength left.
Father!
Father in heaven! What has happened? My two wives have been taken captive. My men are talking about stoning me because they are so angry. They feel it was all my fault because they were with me instead of here protecting their wives, children, and homes. Father, I need your guidance. Should I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?
Pursue them. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue.
Listen up, men. Listen, I know you are angry, but we will get our families back. God has given me confirmation that we will be victorious in reclaiming what is ours. Let's go find the guilty party and take back what belongs to us.
We can't make it across the ravine.
I can't make it either.
David, we have a small problem here. All of us can't make it past Bezor Ravine.
What's the matter?
The men are too exhausted from the many days of travel and their lack of sleep.
How many cannot make it across the ravine?
I'd say about 200 of them.
And we still have 400 among us. And with the Lord God on our side, we can fight as though we had 1,000 men. Let's continue the pursuit.
No, please stop. I beg of you.
Davis' man was found in a nearby field.
He claims he hasn't eaten in 3 days or nights.
Give him some food and water and bring him here. I need to ask him a few questions.
Thank you, sir, for your kind hospitality.
First, let me ask you a few questions. To whom do you belong, and from where do you come?
I am an Egyptian, a slave of an Amalekite. My master abandoned me when I became ill 3 days ago. We raided the territory of Judah and burned down Ziklag.
The Amalekites.
Can you lead me down to this raiding party?
Yes. Swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will lead you down to them.
You have my word.
Go beyond those rolling hills, and you will find the Amalekites. Probably still reveling because of the great amount of plunder.
You have done well, and I have kept my word and spared your life. Now go on your way. Brothers, it is now time for us to take back what is ours. Men, are you ready? Get in an attack formation! Charge!
David and his men fought from dusk until the evening of the next day. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his 2 wives, and brought them all back.
This is now David's plunder. Let's go and greet the rest of our men who could not make it, and show them our large haul.
We are back at Bezor Ravine. Our 200 men are still there waiting for us.
We did all the fighting while they stayed here.
Yeah. Since they didn't go out with us, I don't think we should share the plunder that we recovered. However, each man may take his wife and children and go.
No, my brothers. We must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and handed over to us the forces that came against us. Who will listen to what you say? The share of men who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as the man who went into battle. All will be alike. My brothers, I need you to help me with something else. We need to see our friends, some of the elders in Judah. I want to send some of this plunder to them and to the other elders in the places that we've roamed. And when you see them, say, this is a present for you from the plunder of the Lord's enemies.
Meanwhile, the battle between the Philistines and Israel was in full swing. Many Israelites were killed on Mount Gilboa, and the rest fled.
Israelites, run all you want. This one battle you will never win.
Great news. We have just killed 3 of the king's sons.
Excellent. Which ones?
Abinadab, Malchishua, and Jonathan.
This just gets better and better.
King Saul! King Saul! We've been on many battles together, but I don't have a good feeling about this one.
We've gone through bigger battles than this. Well, maybe not.
King Saul, your sons are dead.
Dead? Samuel's prophecy is coming true.
That's right, Saul. And now you're going to join them. Feel that saw. Feel the pain. The pain of sharpened, nasty steel in your abdomen. You have been at my end of the sword long enough. It is now your turn to feel a long, agonizing death. All of your people have left you to die like a dog. How does it feel to you, King of Israel? Let's get out of here. We need to see what the once great king has that I will be taking.
The pain. The pain. Guard. Guard! Help me. I am critically injured. My sons are dead. And now, those Philistine scum are going to come back and finish me off. I can't let that happen. I won't allow that to happen.
What can I do?
Do me a favor. I want you to kill me.
What?
Finish me off, man. Draw your sword and run me through. Don't let those scumbags come and run me through and abuse me. Let me die with my dignity. Do it, man!
I can't.
If you won't run me through, I'll have to do it myself.
No! King! Stop! Saul! You have fallen on your sword! No! We ride together! We die together! Oh!
Why is everyone running? What's going on here? Where's everybody going?
I don't know, but we're clearing out of here. Saul is dead and so are his sons. The Israelites have fled and the Philistines are on their way here. You can stay if you want to, but I'm out of here!
Men of the Philistines, we have triumphed. Israel has fled. The king and his sons are dead, and we now occupy their cities and towns. Pick up the bodies of Saul and his sons. Let's cut their heads off and place their bodies on the wall of Beth Shan. Remove their armor and place them in the temple of our idol. Take Saul's head and hang it on the wall in the temple of Dagon. Send the word throughout the land of the Philistines, and send the news in the temple of the idols and among all the people. Israel is no longer a problem for us.